This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Hamas fired more rockets towards Israel Wednesday in retaliation for the leveling of a 14-story building in Gaza. The Palestinian militant group says the volley of 130 rockets, which killed a 6-year-old boy in southern Israel, was in response to the destruction of the Gaza City residential building. Israel's army claims Gaza militants have launched more than 1,000 rockets since Monday. It says it has carried out more than 350 airstrikes on Gaza, targeting what it calls military sites. The most intense Israeli-Palestinian conflict in 7 years has killed at least 65 people in Gaza, including 16 children and 7 in Israel since Monday, according to medical officials. The United States top diplomat supported Israel's right to defend itself from Hamas rocket attacks in a phone call Wednesday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The State Department also says U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken repeated calls for a de-escalation of violence and U.S. President Joe Biden's administration's belief that both Israelis and Palestinians have the right to live in safety and security. Blinken says he is sending a senior diplomat to the region to make similar appeals to Israeli and Palestinian officials in person. Norway will drop AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine from its immunization program over rare but serious side effects and keep Johnson & Johnson shots suspended, the government announced Wednesday. The vaccine from U.S. drug maker Johnson & Johnson will still be offered to those who volunteer to take it in Norway. The prime minister says the decision was taken in view of the rare but serious side effects associated with the shots, with both using the same technology. This is VOA News. The International Olympic Committee on Wednesday downplayed concerns over Japanese public opinion calling for the Tokyo Olympics to be canceled amid a state of emergency to curb surging COVID-19 cases. An IOC spokesman says the games can go ahead and will go ahead, saying a large and growing number of participants will be vaccinated before arriving at the athlete village in Tokyo. The IOC has struck deals to buy Chinese vaccines and receive donations of doses from Pfizer to give to Olympic teams worldwide. But polling in Japan suggests people there want the July 23rd to August 8th Olympics to be canceled, having already been postponed by 1 year. IOC President Thomas Bach's planned visit to Japan next week was called off Monday after states of emergency in Tokyo and other regions were extended through May. India's coronavirus death toll crossed 250,000 on Wednesday in the deadliest 24 hours since the pandemic began. A second wave erupted in February, overwhelming hospitals and medical staff, as well as crematoriums and mortuaries. Experts still cannot say for sure when the numbers will peak and the wave will end. Deaths grew by a record 4,200, while infections rose by nearly 350,000, taking the tally past 23 million, according to India's health ministry. Experts believe the actual numbers could be 5 to 10 times higher. Lacking beds, drugs, and oxygen, many hospitals in the world's second most populous country have been forced to turn away droves of sufferers. The Democratic Republic of Congo's government said Wednesday that Congo and Ugandan armies are launching a joint offensive against Islamist rebels who have killed hundreds of people in the last year. Congo introduced martial law on May 3rd in 2 provinces in hope of addressing worsening bloodshed in territory along its border with Uganda. The countries were enemies during Congo's civil wars, which officially ended in 2003. Relations between the two have at times been strained since then. A militia with roots in Uganda is believed to be responsible for much of the recent violence, killing around 850 people last year, according to the UN. And the World Health Organization said Wednesday it was reviewing a proposal by an unidentified vaccine manufacturer in Vietnam to become an mRNA-based COVID-19 vaccine technology hub in the Southeast Asian country. mRNA vaccines like that developed jointly by BioNTech and Pfizer prompt the human body to make a protein that is part of the virus, triggering an immune response. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.